Ramadan rage, jihadis kill 290, injure 280 in first 2 weeks of holy month. By Edwin Mora on May 12, 2020. Jihadis, primarily Afghan Taliban terrorists, have carried out nearly 100 attacks in 16 countries since the beginning of Ramadan at the end of last month. In the process they have killed at least 290 people while injuring 280 others in the first 2 weeks of the holiest month for Muslims, a Breitbart news count shows. That means, on average, Islamic terrorists have executed about 21 people and maimed an estimated 20 others since Ramadan began at sunset on April 23. This year, Muslims expect the holy month to last through sundown on May 23. Breitbart news count begins on the first full day of Ramadan on April 24. This report covers the 2 weeks of April 24 through May 7. In total, there were at least 570 casualties, including fatalities and injuries, during the first half of Ramadan. This year, the casualties during the first 2 weeks of the holy month are lower than during the same period in 2019, when jihadis killed 364 people and wounded 404 others. While the number of fatalities dropped by slightly over 20% from 2019 to this year, the injuries experienced a larger decrease of more than 30%. Overall, the total number of casualties during the first half of Ramadan dropped by over 25%, from 768 last year to 570 in 2020. The carnage, however, has continued even as governments across the world continue to combat the ongoing Chinese coronavirus pandemic with mitigation efforts like social distancing and the closing of non-essential businesses. Afghan Taliban narco-jihadis, responsible for the most significant number of attacks so far, rejected a U.S.-backed Ramadan ceasefire again offered by Kabul this year. At the end of February, the U.S. and the Taliban terrorists signed an agreement calling for the conditions-based withdrawal of American and foreign military force. Still, the narco-jihadi group has continued to step up its attacks since. So far, during Ramadan 2020, the Taliban is responsible for 48, or 50%, of the 99 attacks. The terrorist group is responsible for about 60%, 169, of all deaths and over 65%, 183, of all injuries. The Taliban attacks have rendered Afghanistan the deadliest Muslim-majority country during the first half of Ramadan this year, followed by Iraq, 37 dead, 24 injured, and Syria, 28 dead, 25 injured, respectively. Despite the fall of its so-called caliphate in Iraq and Syria in March 2019, the Islamic State, ISIS/ISIL, and its affiliates outside the Middle East remain a problem. The group has intensified attacks in Iraq in recent weeks, reportedly exploiting the coronavirus lockdown in the country. ISIS jihadis represent the second deadliest group during the holiest month for Muslims so far this year. The terrorist group carried out at least 22 attacks during the first half of the holy month that killed 75 people and wounded 38. Other groups, including Al-Qaeda and its affiliates as well as the Iran-allied Shiite Houthis in Yemen, are also carrying out attacks, although to a much lesser extent. Nearly all the victims of the Ramadan attacks are Muslim. Islamic terrorist groups are known to urge their members and supporters to engage in jihad on Ramadan, believing that martyrs will get extra rewards in paradise. Despite these attempts, violence is entirely dissonant with Ramadan for the vast majority of the world's Muslims. Most Islam adherents follow the tradition of abstaining from eating, drinking, smoking, having sex, and other physical needs each day, starting from before the break of dawn until sunset during the month of Ramadan. A minority of Muslims, however, adhere to the belief that perceives Ramadan as a month of jihad and martyrdom. Breitbart News primarily gleans its tally from the Religion of Peace website and the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, ACLED, in coordination with news and government reports. This report only includes incidents that Breitbart News has corroborated using media and government reports as well as online entities that monitor jihadi activity. The overall number of attacks and the associated casualties could be larger given that Breitbart News is not able to confirm all incidents. Moreover, not all incidents are documented online. For the most part, the tally excludes casualties suffered by jihadis. Some of the documented incidents in Syria may inadvertently include deaths and injuries sustained by rebel groups with terrorist ties. Given that news outlets and governments fail to report many of the terrorist attacks in real time, the casualty total is subject to change. The sources may update some of the casualty figures as some of the wounded victims succumb to their injuries. All the terrorist attacks so far during Ramadan 2020, as documented by Breitbart News, include April 24, Badghis, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 13 local policemen and takes 8 other prisoners in the village of Layman in Al-Ina city. April 24, Ghor, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 1 civilian in the village of Tegah-e-Timur in Firoz Co. April 24, Diyala, Iraq, Islamic State. ISIS/ISIL kills at least 2 members of the pro-government Sunni militia forces Al-Hashd al-Shairi. April 24, Borno, Nigeria, suspected Boko Haram jihadists kill 5, including 3 policemen, and wound several others in the state capital of Maiduguri. April 24, Faryab/Ghazni, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 3 civilians in northern Faryab province, 1 other in eastern Ghazni, wounds a total of 25 others, including women and children. April 24, Deir Ezzor, Syria. ISIS kills official in charge of fuel and his nephew in Kurdish-controlled northeastern Syria. April 25, Badghis, Afghanistan. Taliban mortar kills a woman, wounds a child in the village of Kamangiolia in Qadi's district. April 25, Jozjan, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 2 pro-government militia members and wounds 4 others in the Hyderabad village of Faizabad district. April 25, Faryab, Afghanistan. Taliban kills a 70-year-old man in the village of Sufiala located in the Kaisar district. April 25, Faryab, Afghanistan. Taliban improvised explosive device, or IED, kills a child and injures an adult civilian in Almar district. April 25, Faryab, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 1 and wounds 10 civilians, including women and children, in Koei village of Kaisar district. April 25, Uruzgan, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 4 policemen and wounds 3 others. April 25, Dali, Yemen. Iran-backed Houthi rebels kill 5 pro-government forces, wound 11 others in the Al-Hosha district. April 25, North Waziristan, Pakistan. Unknown jihadis kill 2 soldiers who reportedly embraced martyrdom, wound 5 in Kashura and Das Ali. April 25, Logar, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 7 members of the Afghan National Defense Security Forces, ANSF, and kidnaps 4 others in Baraki Barak district. The ANSF includes police and army units. April 26, Parwan, Afghanistan. Taliban kills police officer in the Matak area of Charikar district. April 26, Herat, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 2 police officers, wounds another in the village of Kayseri Nazar in Pashtun Sargon district. April 26, Faryab, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 1 soldier and is linked to killing 1 civilian and wounding 3 others in Shirin Tagab district. April 26, Logar, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 5 police officers and takes 4 other prisoners in Baraki Barak district. April 26, Uruzgan, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 3 police officers, wounds 2 in the Nakhon area of Tarinkot. April 26, Mogadishu, Somalia. Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Shabaab kills 4 and wounds 3 in the Helene base that houses American and European troops. April 26, Takhar, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 7, wounds 3 government-backed militiamen in Khwaja Bahauddin district. April 26, North Kivu, Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, fighters from the ISIS-linked Armed Democratic Force, ADF, kill 6, including 1 woman, in the town of Malambo. April 26, Al-Anbar, Iraq, ISIS kills Wali District Councilman, kidnaps his son, wounds 2 other family members. April 26, Mogadishu, Somalia, Al-Shabaab assassinates a businessman. April 27, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS wound 2 policemen. April 27, Jozjan, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 2 soldiers, wounds 3 in Mingajuk district. April 27, Takhar, Afghanistan. Taliban Red Unit kills 4 pro-government militia members, wounds 2 others in Lalagasar village of Yangiala district. April 27, Vadgis, Afghanistan. Taliban marksman kills 2 police officers and wounds another as they were bringing water from a well in the village of Mirza Ali in Qadi's district. April 27, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 2 soldiers, wounds another in Sachinara area of Chardar district. April 27, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 1 police officer, wounds another in the Aqi Bay village of Imam Sahib district. April 27, Herat, Afghanistan. Taliban jihadis on motorcycle kill 1 member of the primary intelligence agency in Afghanistan, the National Security Directorate, NDS, in Golran district. April 27, Paktia, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 4 police officers in Gardez city. April 27, Faryab, Afghanistan. Taliban abducts and kills 3 civilians in Mimana city. April 27, Colomb, France, ISIS-linked man rammed his car into 2 police motorcyclists, seriously injuring them. April 27, Gore, Afghanistan, unknown terrorist group places improvised explosive device, IED, that kills unnamed member in the village of Maidenek, in the Barakana area of the provincial capital Firozpur. April 28, Herat, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 1 soldier, wounds another in the village of Nurzaya in Kashki Kone district. April 28, Kirkuk, Iraq, ISIS suicide attack wounds 3 security forces. April 29, Central District, Israel. Palestinian teen stabs 62-year-old Israeli woman in the town of Kfar Saba in what authorities described as a terror attack. April 29, South Cotabato, Philippines. Jihadis from the ISIS-linked Ansar al-Khalifa kill 2 police officers in an outskirt village in Polomolok. April 29, Kabul, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 3 civilians and wounds 15 others in the Rishkor area of Charsiab district. April 29, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 3 soldiers, wounds another, and kidnaps an additional soldier in the Zakhli Kadim area of Kunduz city. April 29, Logar, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 2 soldiers, wounds another in Karwar district. April 29, Badghis, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 1 pro-government militiaman, wounds another in the village of Khoristan in Mogar district. April 29, Faryab, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 2 police officers in the Hadbaxi area of Khan Charba district. April 29, Faryab, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 1 soldier, 1 civilian woman, wounds 15 civilians, 1 soldier in Shirin Tagab district. April 29, Herat, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 2 soldiers in the village of Kahijir in Kashki Robat Sangi district. April 29, Herat, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 2 soldiers in the village of Charik in Gorian district. April 29, Samangan, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 9 pro-government militiamen and wounds 9 others. April 29, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 4 police officers and wounds 3 others in the Aqi Bay in Na'abad villages of Imam Sahib district. April 29, Badakhshan, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 3 police officers, 1 pro-government militiaman, 2 members of territorial army, and wounds 8 others. April 30, Ghazni, Afghanistan. Taliban roadside bomb kills 2 men, 2 women, 1 child in the Nizar Khan area of Andar district. April 30, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban Red Unit kills 3 police officers, wounds 7 on the highway connecting Khan Abad district to Kunduz city. April 30, Takhar, Afghanistan. Taliban Red Unit kills 5 pro-government militiamen, wounds 5 others in the Lalagasar village of Yangiala district. April 30, Sinai, Egypt, an ISIS improvised explosive device, IED, kills up to 10 soldiers near the southern city of Bir al-Abed. April 30, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS snipers wound 2 policemen. April 30, Dhaka, Bangladesh, terror-linked Islamist Jamaat-e Islami affiliated with killing a child and wounding 11. April 30, Helmand, Afghanistan, Taliban eye kills the head of the intelligence office of Nawa district and his bodyguard. April 30, Deir Ezzor, Syria, ISIS eye strikes a bus carrying Syrian soldiers, killing 6 of them. April 30, Aleppo, Syria, Al-Qaeda-linked Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS, kills a civilian, injures 5 others. April 30, Idlib, Syria, HTS kills a Kurdish civilian. April 30, Aleppo, Syria, Turkish-backed Islamists from Akrar al-Sharqiya brutally injure a man with special needs in a market in rural Afrin, for eating in public and not observing Ramadan. April 30, Pattani, Thailand, Islamists from the Barisan Revolutionaryanal, BRN, injure a police officer in a shootout. April 30, Deir Ezzor, Syria, ISIS injures 3 Kurdish-led SDF soldiers near the gas plant in Jadidata Kadet town. May 1, Aleppo, Syria, Turkish-backed Akrar al-Sharqiya jihadis kill a Turkish-backed military police officer, injure 3 others in the city of Jarabulus. May 1, Logar, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 3 soldiers, wounds 2 others in Baraki Barak district. May 1, Balkh, Afghanistan, Taliban attacks police headquarters and district governor's office in Zari district, killing 1 civilian, 9 soldiers, 5 pro-Kabul militia members, wounds 20 other ANSF members. May 1, Deir Ezzor, Syria, ISIS injures 5 members of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, in Daman village. May 1, Deir Ezzor, Syria, IED goes off in an area with heavy ISIS presence, killing 2 children and injuring 3 others. May 2, Lagman, Afghanistan, suspected Taliban narco-jihadis detonate motorcycle laden with explosives in front of the prison in the provincial capital of Mataram, killing 3 civilians and wounding 4 security forces, including prison head. May 2, Paktia, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 2 pro-Kabul militiamen, wound 3 others in Nansurji Kandah area of Pathan district. May 2, Kandahar, Afghanistan, unknown terrorists detonate a bomb while police officers were shopping in the provincial capital of Kandahar city, killing 1 and wounding another. Kandahar is the birthplace of the Taliban. May 2, Raqqa, Syria, Turkish-backed Islamists from Akrar al-Sharqiya brutally injure a civilian in the Turabik village of Ain Issa for smoking cigarettes during the daytime of Ramadan. May 2, Salahaddin, Iraq, ISIS killing at least 10 members, wounding 2 others of the Iran-linked Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF, who helped decimate the Sunni terrorist group's so-called caliphate. May 2, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS kills 3 federal police officers, wounds 2 others in at the Zagnia station. May 2, Pulwama, Indian Kashmir, unknown terrorists throw grenade at security forces, injuring 1. May 2, Kupwara, Indian Kashmir, Pakistan-linked terrorist group Lashkar-e-Taiba, LET, affiliated with a terrorist attack that kills 5 Indian forces in the town of Hanwara. May 2, South Waziristan, Pakistan, suspected Islamist militants kill prominent ethnic Pashtun rights activist. May 2, Narathi Wat, Thailand, suspected BRN Islamists kill 2 civilians. May 3, Diffa, Niger, ISIS West Africa kills at least 1, wounds others. May 3, Pattani, Thailand, suspected Islamist BRN militants kill 2 soldiers. May 3, Kupwara, Indian Kashmir, LET suspected in a blast that injures 8 civilians, including children in the town of Hanwara. May 3, Herat, Afghanistan, unknown terrorists kill 2 members of top intel agency NDS near the governor's office in Gorian district. May 3, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS kills 7 PMF members, injures 5. May 3, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS kills 3, wounds 4 other members of the Iraqi military, tribal fighters. May 4, Helmand, Afghanistan, Taliban terrorists target military base in the Yaxchil area of Krishk district with an explosives-laden vehicle, killing 10 pro-Kabul militia members, one soldier, and wounding 10 other militiamen, three soldiers. May 4, Idlib, Syria, HTS launches grenade, then opens fire on civilians in Idlib city's Al-Jamia neighborhood, killing two and injuring others. May 4, Idlib, Syria, indiscriminate gunshot leaves baby girl killing in a refugee camp on the outskirts of Kelly town, home to clashes between HTS and Syrian rebels. May 4, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS kills one soldier, wounds four others in the town of Bariz. May 4, Laghman, Afghanistan, Taliban kills one civilian in Alishang district. May 5, Helmand, Afghanistan, Taliban jihadis kill two police officers with IED, kill another after the explosion. May 5, Abyan, Yemen, suspected Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. AQAP, jihadis kill a civilian and soldier. May 5, Aleppo, Syria, unknown terrorists detonate a IED near the Fatma al-Zahra Mosque in Al-Bab city, killing a young man. May 5, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS injures at least one soldier in Boru sub-district of Dak, injures four. May 5, Kirkuk, Iraq, ISIS kills two Iraqi forces in Burmdi village near Hawija. May 6, Helmand, Afghanistan, Taliban jihadis kill a police officer who was shopping in Lashkargah, the provincial capital. May 6, Benue, Nigeria, Fulani terrorists kill man, his pregnant wife in Tarkand village. May 7, Khost, Afghanistan, Taliban terrorists kill a provincial police chief, his bodyguard, and secretary, wounds another, in the Guajarahim area of Nader Shakat district. May 7, Deir Ezzor, Syria, ISIS jihadis kill at least 11 Syrian regime forces and militia loyalists and injure many others. May 7, Deir Ezzor, Syria, ISIS kills two members of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, in the town of En al-Baghouz in the al-Bokamal countryside. May 7, Deir Ezzor, Syria, IED placed by an unknown terrorist group in an area with prominent ISIS presence kills two members of the pro-Kurd, pro-Syrian regime National Defense Forces, NDF, militia. May 7, Lower Shabelle, Somalia, Al-Shabaab kills man in the town of Afqoy.